He saw some melee sometimes when a person has his soft finger. He doesn't bleed. But if you rub it, if you apply friction, so then it will start bleeding. So that is not grounded in any routine, in any vestes. The menstrual flow is grounded in a routine, in vestes. Mashenke, if it comes from this body, so that means because it's raw, the tissue is raw, is soft. So the melee, so that shows that the dam did not come from the mokia. If the dam had come from the mokia, it should come now too, because that is some is grounded in a certain routine investors. Mashenke, if it comes from this body, so sometimes when you rub against the soft finger, so it will start bleeding, and sometimes not. So, in other words, so that's how the Chazanish explains this. Im reitzel lichtik atzmo, beido tachas orishe, achas oshim shosho mishpomi, horishuz biyodo, umutereslo, who she takes that as a sheet of Habnatan, and most ashamed. And most ashamed. In other words, because even Rashi doesn't say it explicitly. Takes this, understands that in Rashi, but there are some who say that Rashi is also a religion, there are some who say that Rashi isn't in the hell. Takes this, understands Rashi is saying that. So this is the first Shita, like takes this, like Hamutash. The ancient, the Shita that is attributed to Rashi by Tesles and to the Rambam by the Magid Mishneh, שעשור הלבי שיש מיקש ושלישי ואילך אפילו בגודי. Of course, I mean, those who say that לרישן שיש עשור אם על דיקה, so someone of שכן את הרייס עליהם we certainly couldn't be distinguished between רישן or לשלישי. But it's only on the Rabbono level. I mean, it seems the whole thing is only on the Rabbono. So maybe the Chachamim made special kules. But if it's the Reise, how is a child to distinguish between the Rishon and Shlishi? Alright. V'yei Shlishi mechazvor v'shin alohot. In other words, like Hametam. V'yotisho tzav ukei v'shastashmish v'kula ome yei Shlishi abdike v'ba'al o'vishin. So even Rashi and the Rambam, who presumably hold that we cannot rely on that test. And that test, regarding bio-origin, but in the case where she feels a pain at the time of the Tashmish, so we certainly can be safe. Why? Because if she feels pain, so in other words, so that means that she has a certain condition. So it's not because the Tashmish provoked it. So then, it is more likely. So, that tends to indicate it's not a Rai Bore, because if it had been a Rai Bore, so she wouldn't even have to resort to a Bikin. Why should she resort to a Bikin? But, it's like, you know, it's a Rai Bore, that it's because of a certain condition this body. Voraye, that she has pain. So that tends to indicate that she has a certain condition in this body, not in the mokia. But I will it is. But since there is a guy in the double that she has a certain condition in this body, so maybe even Rashi will be made that the decay is effective even with the first of Im Shim Shosomok Vesto, on the table Yosom Shim Vesto. Now there's the Roshan Abraise in the Shavese Tele de Vesto. So there are four Pshotim. Rashi de Balamoyeya, the Rambam, and the Mordechai. This thing is based upon the Rambam's Pshat in the Braise. In the Shavese Tele de Vesto, if she has a Vesto Kavua every 25th day, and then she was Reye, Damach Mastashmish, which took place on the store. So then the question is, so it's also, all right, so that is discussed. So one Teretz is, One Teretz is, we are dealing with a case where he did a visa. He did Teskan Shayas. And he did a visa. So Meirei. So then we attribute it to the vessel. Another Teretz by some of the Poskim is, because they felt that Otto Beshiaskinon, I mean someone, we are dealing with someone who doesn't care for the halachas. So the Asamo say, they give me very strange facts. They say that it means in Yeshua Beset, Taylor the Vesto. Now, because you see, we saw that there is a Shikis of Shaming, that when a woman has a Beset Kavua, so she's not only obligated to be perished from her husband on the Imes Abeset, but on the Imes prior to the Imes Abeset also. Let's say, if she is accustomed to sit down every 25th day in the daytime, so she's at the reason she is a shaming. There's a sheet of the Azawa. So she's a soul to be paid, she's a soul of the Bible, not only the daytime of the 25th day, but the night of the 25th day, the inner prior to the inner Sabbath. Or if she's accustomed to sit down in the night of the 25th day, so she's a soul of the Bible even in the day of the 24th day, the inner prior. But most Shaynim Achirik and the Sheikh of the Azawa. And they say only one Eino, the Eino of the Beset, not the Eino preceding the Eino of the Beset. So nevertheless, some say that when the Gemara says, in which the Beset, they were the best of, and according to Rambam, it means, if she was really damach vastashi somuch l'vesto, so it doesn't mean dafke somuch l'vesto, the Inas HaBeset itself, because of the she asking it, but it means somuch l'vesto, somuch l'vesto, even though according to most shame, so she's because of bailo, but since there are some shame like those who say she's a solo bailo, so that means is more likely to see them in the prior to the Inas HaBeset. So in the case of Reh Damach Mastashish, so it can reasonably be attributed to the Beset, because it's somuch the Beset. Alright. And the Shach doesn't like that, because he says, Monefshah, if we agree with the Shita of the Elzawa, so then again, so to be she asking. And if we don't agree with the Shita of the Elzawa, so why do some of the Shemim reject the Shita of the Elzawa? Because they hold that the Inner prior to the Inner Sabeset is like 5 days prior to the Inner Sabeset. So how does it improve? How does it improve? So it's no improvement upon the Shita Zahama. So Mimele, he said that the best evidence is that we are dealing with the case that the Braise deals with someone who was over the Shemesh. He's not allowed either to be amazing to be shaming, can be noted over the Shemesh. So the Aloha is, she is not a soul of mine. All right. In Yeish Mako Beis Imoki, Teilim Bidamakoso, Vim Damakoso Mishunem Bidamrioso, and Teilim Bidamakoso. Now, there is a very long Agoyes Hamon, and this is a very complicated thing, because there is a Ramon, there is a Taz, and there is a Shah. Now, it's based upon the Sheet of the Mordechai, of course, the Mordechai is explanatory of the Brais. The price that Samach Bov says as follows. Vingeishlo Mako Beisim, okay. Taylor the Makoso. Vingeishlo Bese. Taylor the Besto. So, the Mordechai, the Pashtus Aroshin of the Mordechai, not the way the Taz explained, but the Pashtus Aloshin of the Mordechai, the way all the other Poskim understand the Mordechai, that the Mordechai is saying, now, if you should go over Hilchas Nidah in the Rim and in the Ram, it's very important. Now, the Mordechai is in the Mordechai on Shavuos. It's paragraph, I think, Shin Lamed Hei. He Gemor Chayam Shuas, which is Hilchas Nida. It's in the second, at the bottom of the second column, the first omet in Hilchas Nida, in the month Shavuos. So he says like this: Tana Rabba, he cites the price. He says, "You go ask Adam Achmastash, we come here for the Shabbos, or in the Chazok." Of this guy, you do a mazol, and I will gather it all. Kids are doing that, maybe you should tell us, come and hold up, say, come at it. You will kiss him all. Umoy, milch, munach, we are laying, she shall kiss him. Vitach, he's basing mocking. Vashi, tell us, my dear, shall we eat, shall we eat, hamay of his daughter. We mean, says Adam, be made, shall rain, she shall kiss him, we do as you mean, a mocker with Tommy. We mean, salamay, we do as you mean, that's body. V'loi min amoke u'teheyo, the fastest aloshi of many rishayim is the way the Chazmish explained it. Alright, not for two different reasons. V'loi min amoke u'teheyo, v'liyeish lo beset man kovua, shirei adam teyo l'vesto, shirei adam ze adam, v'liyeish lo beset man kovua, shirei adam teyo l'vesto, שיחיירי מר זה אדם שיראה תואר שעדיין לא הגיע בסתו. So the plain meaning of the Mordechai is that the Mordechai explained it, and that's the way the Shachar is living. And we went over that Shachar. I mean, that's the wrong Shachar about a woman who doesn't have a Beset Kavua. So then in parentheses it says, according to the other Pshotim, so then there is no Rai. But at first he took it for granted that that's the pshat in the braise, and in other words, he assumed that the Rif also understood that braise is mentioned that he. So according to the Shach, it's not only the Mordechai's pshat in the braise, but it's the Rif's pshat in the braise. So he said, "V'im yesh lo beset man kovua shirei adam teyer b'vesto." שיחיירי מה זה אדם שיראה תואר שעדיין הוא הגיע בסתו, עדיין הוא הגיע בסתו. In other words, because to see דם אחמסטש is an unusual thing, it's fast. So when can that happen? That can happen in a woman who doesn't have a blessed kavua. So then the menstrual flow is contingent upon some other factor. So the melee, it's likely that it's contingent upon the factor of tashish. Mashiachim, if the woman has a beset kavua, so then it's highly unlikely that she should have a menstrual flow not in a regular time. So the melee, but we see she does sit down. So then we have to attribute it to this body. She has a soulness in this garden. This is how the Mordechai, that's one. Then the Mordechai says that the Teiro in Makoso, Shiyechelei Ma'am in Makoso, Uteiro. So according to the Shach's explanation of the Mordechai is mentioning two separate halachas. One thing is that if the woman has a beset kavua and she's reyda machmastashis, not on the vesto, so then we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe the tashish provokes the menstrual flow, because if she has a vessel kavua. So it's highly, highly unusual to, that the tashmi should provoke the menstrual flow. So she would tell the Bible, but she does see that. So we draw the conclusion that it's machmas godim without any decay. We come to the conclusion that it's machmas godim. So it's the marker. And then that's one. There, so in other words, that means that according to the Mordechai, the whole halacha of the machmas tashmi is upon us. So the Bible is applies only to a woman who has no vesek kavua. Then that's one. Then the second thing is, even if the woman has no vesek kavua, but if we know that the woman has imake, if we know that the woman has imake inside, so then the halacha of the machmas tashmi doesn't apply, because then we attribute it to the maki. Then we attribute it to the maki. So two separate things. This is the pshat by the shach in the Mordechai. And that's probably the ordinary pshat. And of course that's the understanding of most poski. I mean, in the Mordechai. That the Mordechai mentions two separate things. Din number one, that a woman who has a vessel kavua, so if she's real damach hastashmi, she's not some of a vessel, so she's not a soul by all, because then we must draw the conclusion that the dam comes from the zlovin. Number two, that even if she has no vessel kavua, but if she has a mako, so then she has a menstrual flow, we attribute it to the man. If we know she has a man, even if she's a woman who has no vessel kavua, so we still attribute it to the man. Two separate things. The Taz, however, he explains, he combines the two. He says, it's one thing. He says, how is it possible that the Mordechai should mention such a big chiddush that the whole halacha of Rei Dam Machmas Tashmi Shimu Pomim Asur by law applies only to a woman who has no vessel kavua? So that the Brisa doesn't spell it out. Well, the answer is, according to the Mordechai, so the Brisa does spell it out. That's what the Brisa says. In Mishla Vesetel the Vesta. So he says, it's inconceivable that there should be such a shit as a shame. What the Shach considers a very reasonable halacha, to such an extent that he even assumed that the Rif had the same shite, and because of that, he explains the Rif in Ksuvos in a special way, but the Taz considers it as inconceivable, such a chiddush, such a kulei, that a woman who has a vessel kavua, so if she sees dam machmas tashmi shimu pomim, so we should attribute it to the zgodi without anything. So he says, the Mordechai says, he combines the two things, and he says that if the woman has a vessel kavua, in other words, according to the Mordechai, so that's the pshat in the braisa. He says, "V'yeish lo mako beisim okay, teilu b'makoso v'yeish lo beset teilu b'beset." In other words, it's one thing, not two separate things. According to Mordechai, the Taz says it's one thing. If a woman, in other words, if a woman has no beset kavua, then even if she has a make, even if she has a make, there is a make. So we still cannot attribute it to the make. But if there are two circumstances with the bus, two prerequisites with the bus. Number one, the woman has a regular cycle. She sees dam every 25th day. Number two, we know she has a soreness. She has a maki inside. We know. And she has a vesek kavua. And then she saw dam machmastashmish. She saw dam machmastashmish. Gimel pomim, let's say. And she saw dam machmastashmish. Gimel pomim. Shalom shachvesto, not shalom shachvesto. So then we attribute it to the maki. Because on one hand, On one hand, she has a regular cycle on the 25th day, and she saw Damach Mastashmich on the 24th day, on the 23rd day. Then we know that the woman has a maki inside. So if she saw down, under such circumstances, Machmastash resources the thousand bio. In other words, he combines the two members in the price. Now, look at the Taz, Sifres, in Shimshah Somoch Vesta, Abbas Yosef, Hayim Shem Rashi, in Yeish Vesel, Likil Kulze, Shinere, Kosho, Machmastashmi, Shalibroki, Tilib Vesta, Shameshes, Likil, the Vesta Vesta, Satka. Because of Uy Shina Mordechai, Uzo Shine, Isha Shinish Vesta Kabua, Shoy Soreye Nide, Tilib Vesta, Shechil Rima, Ze Adam, Shoy Soreye. Toya, Shadayim and Yigia best, Ad Kan Rishon. So I mean, Bis Yosef also, Bis Yosef everybody assumes that Pshat. I mean, not only the Shach, everybody. But the Taz considers it as inconceivable. He says, Vizet Dova Shere Biyopa, I mean, that the whole Aloche, of Rei Damach Mastashi, Shasur Le Bayro, so should apply only to a woman who has no vessel. Is inconceivable. Uri Mordechai Atzmei Koso, Achazer Vitiru Makoso. ועבס יוסף הייבין שמיוצא בפנפשי ובאמס חודם יוצא ורוצה לימא שיש לו מקו אף על פי שאירו ליסנס בו כל כך ירואי לו וסת מכל מקום עכשיו שיש לו וסת תלינם בו וחייבו על הדיה בפסק מערב רביסלם שהייבין בס יוסף סוף סימן זה So he explained the Mordechai in a different way, the Mordechai. On the contrary, the Mordechai is not such a maker. Yeah, according to everybody's shout in the Mordechai, the Mordechai mentions two big kules. Kule number one, that if a woman wears a vest kavua, so then the whole aloche of Rei Damach Mastashmish, so it doesn't apply. Kule number two, even if she has a vest sheni kavua, she is irregular. But if she has a maki, we can still attribute it to the maki. Two kules, two big kules, according to everybody's pshat. But according to the Taz pshat, the Mordechai, on the contrary, the Mordechai is a big machmir. In other words, he says, when can we attribute it to the make? Only if she has a make, and if the woman has a vesek kavua, and the dam is shaloi b'shas vesko. In such under such circumstances, we can attribute it to the make. All right. In Yeshmaka, we see more detail in Damakos. So, but of course, you see, I mean, that the Mechaber doesn't agree with the Taz Pshat in the Mordechai. Because, after all, because according to the Taz Pshat in the Mordechai, the contrary. So, there is no such halacha in Yeshmaka, we see more detail in Damakos. In other words, if it's both, in other words, she has it, that's it, and she, the dam, she sees the dam, and she has a maki, then we are telling the maki. But the Mechaber mentioned it simply, in Yesh Mako Beitzim Oki, telling the makoso whether she has a Nesek Tavua, she has no Nesek Tavua. Under all circumstances, if she has a Mako Beitzim Oki, so then she is telling the makoso. Vim da makoso mishune mi dam rioso, and I'm telling the makoso. But of course, she, let's say the dam from the Maki looks one way and was one appearance, and menstrual dam is another appearance, and this does not have the appearance that is typical of Maki. So there, so of course she cannot be there. That's the proportion. Now the Rambam says as follows. So the Rambam mentions here several hours. ויוז יחיו מישראל שלו בשעס וסטו במקוסו אף על פי שנדעז בוודאי שמקוסו הוציא אדם וחיו ממנו בסת קבוע והוא סופי כמעט דם בו מן המוקיה או אם מן הצדודים תלו מן במקו מכי הספק שלו סופי מן הצדודים מן המוקיה ואם תמצאו מן המוקיה שמו מן המקו So I mentioned many times that Ramoshiti is that the Mako that is story here, so even the Mako is in the Mocha itself. That's this Ramo. Of course, it's here, it's the affirmation. That's this Ramo which is contrary to the sheet of the right. So he says, Kama halachas, the Ramo, Kia mentions. Now one should not think that the Ramo agrees with the Tas pshat in the Mordechai, just because the mother, of course, it's a little misleading. I mean, if one doesn't go over, I mean, the Ramo, the Shemim, and the Shach, and so the Mordechai, you can make that mistake, but the Ramo certainly disagrees with the Taz, and the Taz spells it out that the Ramo he is chilek on the Taz. So, but one should not think just because the Ramo says v'chol zeh v'isha sheyesh lo veset kavua v'yoz yechid v'nisrei shalom v'shas vesto v'makoso af ol pi shin v'dav v'at shalom, that the Ramo's shite is like the Taz. In other words, that the Mordechai is not so maker, on the contrary, the Mordechai is machmir, and he limits the scope of the deen, Yeshua Vesa Tila Bivesto, to the case of where she has a machmir inside the edition. No, that's not the Ramo. The Ramo agrees with all the poskim that the Mordechai is really a big maker, and the Mordechai has two kulas. The Mordechai mentions two kulas, because the Braisa itself mentions two separate halachas. One halacha, according to the Mordechai, that the Braisa mentions is that the whole deen of Re'edam Achmastash Mishmupon Masor Bailo applies only to a woman who has a Veset Shini Kavua. But a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so that we are never cheshish for such an unusual phenomenon of seeing Dam Machmastash. We're not cheshish and we attribute it. We come to the conclusion that it's Minatzdorim. That's one deen. And then the other deen that the Braisa mentions, that any woman who has a Makir inside, who knows she has a Makir inside, so when she sees Dam, it can be attributed to the Makir. So Meir, according to the Ramo's understanding of the Mordechai Shiti is that a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so then the whole din of Rei Damach Nastashmi doesn't apply to her. But the Ramo does not rely on the Shiti of the Mordechai. After all, there's something in the Shein Achrili can be Mordechai. So it can be considered as Sofik, but Misofik cannot be matter her bylaw just because according to the Mordechai, so she's mutanas of bylaw as long as she has a Veset Kavua. But in the case where she has a Makir inside too, now, so according to the Ramo's understanding of the Mordechai, when the Mordechai says that if a woman has a Makir, so she's still in Makoso, so according to the Mordechai Shike, she is only terribly Makoso if she knows that the Makir she has is a breeding Makir. You know, sometimes there is a market in the world. Let's say sometimes you have a soft finger. It's very soft, but it doesn't bleed. And sometimes it is so sore that it bleeds. So there are two kinds of markets. There are markets that do not necessarily bleed, and not necessarily made down. And there are markets that I know is made down. So the Hamor says like this: if a woman has a neset kavua, so in that, so according to the Mordechai, without a makir, if she sees damach mustache, she is mekaras the wife. Without a makir, but that's the only shita the Mordechai. Other shita is achirik the Mordechai. So the male we cannot be made ill like the Mordechai. But if she has a makir, so then according to the Rambam, there is a machloket between the Mordechai and the Rashbo. This halacha that if a woman has a makir, so he stays with the makoso. So according to the Rashbo, she can be taken with makoso even if the woman doesn't know whether the makir is a real makir. She knows that inside she has soft tissue. Whether it bleeds or not, she doesn't know. You know, there's such a thing as an ulcer in the stomach, and there is an ulcer that is not bleeding, and there is an ulcer that bleeds. So in other words, she can have a makir inside that bleeds, a bleeding makir, and she can have a makir that is not bleeding. So there are more. So according now this halacha in yesh lo makor teilu makos. So according to the Rambam, there is a machlekes yishei. What does it mean that according to the Rashbo? I mean, all these things are not so spelled out explicitly by the Shem. If they would be spelled out by the Shem explicitly, they wouldn't be a machlekes. But according to the Rambam's understanding, the Beis Yosef and the Rambam, and most possibly, so there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the, on one hand, and the Mordechai and the Sifra Truma and the Smart on the other. According to the Rashbo, Pshat Limore, when the Braise says in Yeshua Mako Tilo Bimakoso, it means even if the woman doesn't know whether the Mako is a bleeding Mako or not, as long as she knows that she has a soreness inside, she doesn't know whether it bleeds or not. So if she sees down, she can attribute it. She can attribute it to the makor, even though she doesn't know as whether the makor is meitzidam. According to the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTrumo, so when does the Gemara say that in Yeshua Makor Teilu Bimakoso? Only if she knows she has a bleeding mouth. She knows she has inside an ulcer that sometimes bleeds. Doesn't have to bleed all the time. She knows that there are times where that makor inside bled. Now she doesn't know whether the bleeding comes from the menstruation or it comes from the makor. So in such a case, he's still with makor. But suppose she knows she has a mako, but she doesn't know whether that mako is meitzidam, whether it's a bleeding mako or not, then we cannot say teil makos. Mashiach came according to the Rashbo. So, according to the Rashbo, so she's teil makos, even if she doesn't know whether it bleeds or not. So, according to the Rashbo. But according to the Sifra Tumo and to the Mordechai, so when are we telling the Makoso? That is only if she knows she has a bleeding makor, but she doesn't know whether this bleeding emanates from menstruation or it emanates from the makor. So then it's telling Makoso. But if she only knows she has a sore spot inside, but she doesn't know whether it bleeds or not, so then she is not telling the makoso, according to Sifra Tumos, and according to Mordechai, according to the Rashbo. So she is telling makoso. And then, and according to most poskim's understanding of the Rashbo, so the Rashbo goes so far, when we learn the Gemara, that the Zion, so I mentioned it. So the Rashbo goes so far as to say that even if a woman has a flow, sees down, a woman who has a beset kavua, let's say on the 25th day, and she has a flow on the 25th day, She sees Dharma on the 25th day. If she has the Mako, so she still in Makos, according to Raja. We discussed that when you learn the Gemara. So then the question is, Tate says, Dr. Zion says, no, the auto law, when you want to take off. So that means if a woman has a Maki inside, she's never Tome, she's never a soul of the Bible, she'll always be Taylor in Makos. So how? But Rashbo says, according to most poskim, that even if she has, she sees down, she's a woman who has a vessel, kubwa, and she sees down in the inner sabese, that let's say the 25th. But if she has a make, she's not a soul. She's still in Makos. So this is Kashi is. This is Kashi is. So Leilom Tiyeteo, I mean, so. So, she'll always be with Teresa Baila, I mean, it's inconceivable. So I say, the pshat in the Hashbo, I mean, that is the shit in the Hashbo. Because usually, when a woman has a menstrual flows, so it's coupled with the Agoshi of Nistazel Valeo, I mean, or Niftach Nikeo, or whatever the Agoshi is. So, in the way, so, the Hashbo shit is, according to most poskim, that if a woman has a Vesek Kavua, even if a woman has a Vesek Kavua, and if she sees down on the things of Vesek, but she is not cognizant of the Hagoshe of Mizdaz of Vareo, or Mishdach Mikeo, so maybe she can be taken in Makosa, that it didn't emanate from inspiration, because she is not cognizant of the Hagoshe that is typical, that usually accompanies a menstrual flow. I mean, anyway. So according to the Ramo, there is a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Sifrat Rumo, the Rashbo on one hand, Sifrat Rumo, and the Mordechai on the other hand, whether the Deen of Yeshua Makot or Makoso, so according to the Rashbo, it applies to all women who have a Makot, whether she has a Vesikavua or she doesn't have a Vesikavua. So if she has a Mako, even if she doesn't know whether the Mako is a bleeding Mako, she can still be Tein Makos, and the Kofi Rashbo, even if it's the investor, she can be Tein be Makos. According to the Sifrat Homos and the Mordechai, so they too admit that this aloha applies even to a woman who has a Vesa Cheni Kavua, but it only applies to a case whether she has a Vesek Kavua or a Vesek Cheni Kavua if the woman knows that the Mako is a bleeding Mako. Sometimes it produces down, it bleeds. So then she can feel a Mako. But if the woman knows she has a Mako inside, but she doesn't, she has a soul inside, but she doesn't know whether that soul is just a soulness, but never bleeds, but or perhaps it can even bleed, so then she cannot be taken Makos. So in the Mele, there are more pastings on the basis of Svexek. So two alochas are grounded in Svexek. One aloch is the whole Zedi Shoshiyah Yishua Beset Kavua. The other is the whole Zedi Shalom Bishas Vesto Bimakoso. אבל כשנדעז בוודאי שמקוסו הציר דם. Now one has to be on guard not to misunderstand this Ramo and to assume that Ramo is in accordance with the sheet of the Taz. On the contrary, it's not in accordance with the sheet of the Taz. According to the Ramo, so the Mordechai sheet is that a woman who has a Vesek Kavua, so she's never a soul of Bible. Even though she sees Damachas Tashmish Gimotomi. But he doesn't pass through the Kule, like the Mordechai Shif. But, in the case of a woman, where is the Vesekopua? And she sees Dam Shalom Bishas Vesto. So then, on the basis of sex, the Ramon.
August 7, 1982, Yud Gimel Rav Shalom.
We left off just at Sivro. Now, I think we'll proceed with the Mechaber and Ramo still see fruit, and then you go over the tagging shots, because see fruit is so complicated. I mean, so now the men of Sisholina Mako Yeshu Deisi Moki Shadam Yeti Mimeno Vichay Im Meres Bolli Shein Dam Ze Gomen Amoki on the men of Sutay. So in other words, the issue is the menace. Not only and when she says that she the flow subsided, she was developed, Sofolo Latzma. That the cause of Sofolo Latzma implies she has pneumonis and everything. Even something that requires a certain judgment, let's say, whether the dam comes from the moke or it doesn't come from the moke. So we could say maybe she should not be trusted here because she might make a mistake, sincerely made a mistake. So no, the Torah gave her the money. So even on something that requires a judgment, whether it comes from the moke or doesn't come from the moke, she also has the money. Codes man shaky dekis. Now this is important because the Taz in Sifyud mentions this din. In Kozman she bedekes b'cholachulin v'azdoki. In Mitzas k'som. Kinim b'mokim echot b'zdoki. Yesh nisleis shebimake shebeisi tzad bo. So if, let's say, and when she makes a bdike in depth, inside, she doesn't find any dam. But if she pushes, if she's bathing against the tzlodi, I mean in front of the mokeya, before the mokeya, then she finds dam. So mele, so she can be tailored. She mako she beise tzad bo. Now, from this din of the Mechaber, it's mashma that when she doesn't know whether the dam comes from the Maki or it doesn't come from the Maki, she's assured by it. But when she tells the bylaw, if she has a certain criterion of evidence, in other words, she makes a dike before the mitzvokim, so she doesn't find anything. And if she pushes the piece of cloth, mitzvokim doesn't mean mitzvokim, the mitzvokim of the mokeh. It means mitzvokim in the vagina canal. So then she finds dam. So then she has a chochem that the dam came from a certain make in the body, because whenever she pushes it, the chulin is locking, she doesn't find out, and when she pushes it towards the body, the piece of cloth, and takes it out, then she finds that. So it's a raya that the dam she sees comes from his body. So it's mashma only if there is this kind of evidence. But suppose she doesn't make these kinds of inspections to make it dike before the mizokim and not find out, and then make it dike in the tzgodim and find out. So then she asur. In other words, we cannot attribute it to the maka blindly. Only when we have an evidence, when we have a raya that it is. It is only when we have the ayah that the dam comes from the Maccabee's body. By making these kinds of dikes. Otherwise, we cannot take it for granted. It comes from the Maccabee. Now, the Din Ramon mentioned Alochet. The whole Zeh, the previous Adon, the whole Zeh. Bilisho sheyesh lo beset kavua, v'oz yechirim b'israel shalom b'shas vesko b'makoso. Af al pi sheyini yidaz b'vadai shemakoso yitzi adam. This is the first din, the Ramon, the first kulek. So a woman has a basic kavua, and then she has a riyas dam, not some of the best of, even if it's not some of the best of, so she can still can be killed in makosa without any hechot. Here, so doesn't this amor seem to be inconsistent with the din by the Mechaber and Siv Zayin? The Ramos says in the Hagoye and Sifei that any woman who has invested kavua and she has a real dam, she will be shashvest. Let's say her vested kavua at 25th, and she has a real dam on the 24th day, the 23rd day. So she still, and she has a make, she's still in Makosa, even if she doesn't know when the make is a bleeding make. Here he says, in Kodz Manshi, the decades, the Cholachun, but looking in Mitzaskson, King Bimokimechon, this domination, he says, so only if she made that kind of thorough inspection, she made the bdike mechulam zokim and found herself clean, and then she made the bdike mezgodim and she found out. Otherwise, what in a star? So she cannot be telling the market, even though she knows she has a market. But according to Ramor, she doesn't have to make any bdikes. As long as she knows she has a market, and she's a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so she's always tailored in the market, even though she doesn't know whether the market is a bleeding market. Well, that doesn't present any steer. Why? Because we could say that when because that Mechaber has reference to the case of a woman who does not have a Beset Kavua, who does not have a Beset Kavua yet. So there is no steering between the Ramos first din and the Mechaber's din Siv Zayin. But how about the Ramos second din? The Ramos mentions here in this Agoye, and the Agoye and Sifei, he mentions several pulis. What's the second pulis by the Ramo and Sifei? V'yechei nimei no veset kovua, v'yu sofi kimat dam bo mina mokei, oi mina vzgodin, kalino mimako mikeach svek sveikei, sofi mina vzgodin oi mina mokei, v'inti tra mina mokei, shenu mina makei. אבל אם ידוע שהוא בו מן המוקר, אף עוד משנה יש למעט ממוקר, אני אתן למעט, אם אין מבסת קבוע, אלא אם כן ידעז בלבד על שמה כוסו, מויציא אותם. So the Rambam secondly seems to be in conflict with what the Mechaber says to Siv Zayin, because the Mechaber, the Rambam in the secondly says in his Agoyan Sifei, that even if the woman is a woman who has a Vesechenikovua, and she doesn't know whether the market, she has a market, but she doesn't know whether the market is a bleeding market, and then she has a flow of dam, so we are. So she's the terrace. Why she's the terrace? Because of Mitzvexin. So that means, without making any indicates, as long as she knows, the Rambam's second din says, that as long as a woman that knows that she has a maki, even though she's a woman who doesn't have a Beset Kavua, so she can be tailored in Makoso on the basis of Mitzvexin, without making any indicates. And here, so even if we are going to assume that the Mechaber has reference to a woman who doesn't have a Beset Kavua, but the Mechaber insists that in order to be mutares, she must make several bdikas. A bdika becholim with zdoki and find it clean, and the bdika in with zdokim and not find it clean. Only under those circumstances she is mutares. But according to Ramos second din, even a woman who doesn't have a lesser kovua, and she, but as long as she knows she has a market, even though she doesn't know whether the market is a bleeding market or not a bleeding market, so she's mutares. So why does the Mechaber require that she should make these inspections? Otherwise she's asur. So it's a riot. It's a riot that the Mechaber does not agree with the second deen of the Ramon in the Agoye in Sifei. So there is no raya that the Ramchaber does not agree with the first kulogram, because we could say the Mechaber applies to a woman who has a Beset Sheni Kavua, and the first din of the Ramo is reference to a woman who has a Beset Kavua, but the Mechaber's din is certainly inconsistent to the second din of the Ramo. Alright, we call she imageshes v'shazdike כי שניגז מצד עמוקי נהוא כאילו לוקצץ ומשוכו ומזדוקים אלי מרגשס כי נכפל so in other words, so the Ramo is strange, not the Mechaber, because after all that's one of the shach's kashes against the Ramo, the second thing of the Ramo, it's a svek-svekim shenachot, because what's a svek-svekim? Maybe, so the svek-svekim is maybe not good anymore. And intim tzolayim amnamoke shemu hu min amak. So what was, if nazgodim, so why is she mutares a bayla? Because it's not damnido. Nazgodim is damako. And if it is min amoke, but from the mako, not of menstrual origin, so again, it's not damnido. It's not damnido. So really, so it's mishamech. Alright, that's the asok of the shah. But there is a deal from the Mechaber and Siv Zayin that he does not agree with the Ramos secondly. Alright. In Tiotzel is now Sikhas. In Tiotzel is Rapes. So Shemiye Kedem Shekis Chazeik. Before she gets a Chazoke, she establishes herself to sit down Machmastashim. Avraha Shekis Chazeik. יש מסתב כאילו מוגעים צמח על הלכו נשם לשרקים ויש מי שמעתי אם לא מלורי בישראל נשחה פייס ואם תראה הוא איש שפוס אקדם בסטו וליוסו על בי הלכו אז ומיקה שאילו יש לי שמחה פעלים את כחוב. So in other words, he says, "Yesh mi shemati rimom aluarif in Yisrael nisrapis." But the Rav Yaakov is not to be relied upon. Is not to be relied upon. Then he says, "Vintira uisha sheposak dam besto v'liyoso al v'ofuiz v'nikar sheilu yesh lisneich afalayif chod." So. Isn't there an inconsistency? There is no inconsistency. Because when he says V'yesh nishemate v'mom alori v'yisroel nisrape, so it means if v'yisroel tells her nisrape. In other words, he administered a certain medicine, a certain medication to her. But she didn't see anything. The flow did that. She didn't see any choches that she was cured. So then only if the Levi Yisroel said to her, well, I already administered a medication, you don't have to walk. You will not see that Machmas Tashmish anymore. So the Levi Yisroel has the monies, but the Levi Yaakov has no monies, just because he says, you don't have to worry. Mashayim came, if the Levi Yaakov administered a certain medication, and then she saw that the flow subsided after that indication, so then there is an abiding double that what the Levi Yaakov did was something substantial. So then it's a generalized and a Levi Yaakov. If you do not, that's the Gemara of Rebbe. יפקדו פי סימנו פורמנו חרדס דם, ונשחק לצמותן אסלו בילו, ועם חוזר ורוע סומך מסטשי, אבל במחס, בידוע שלו נשחק אליס. בזמן הזה, אם עתיר לנו נפו איזו, מי הוא? Why? Because there is such a shit that we are not keen to administer this kind of nefue, this shakri. ומי המציא נעיזו מביירו אך הרפואה זו עד שתיבואו ביתר זה לתוקו אם אתה רואה את זה אני רואה את זה זה מחבר נסחי שיש פה דמי שני because לא איזה מחלק רשי we saw in the talk that there is a מחלק רשי whether we can rely בזמן הזה on this kind of רפואה of שקי רפואה so במילא לחתחיל we don't rely but to be מציא מביירו That we can do. All right. Horeye, no, sorry. So let's now go to the Taz and the Shach, because this involves a very complicated thing. All right. Kumpizan, Mishameshet Kimutom, Pirei, Shimei, Sei, Tashmi, Shewanasu, Kvo, Dam, Machmosei. Now, this is the machlokes between the Bala Eshkol and the Raimi, Bala Nefesh. Between Bala Eshkol and the Bala Nefesh. And the Taz assumes like the Bala Eshkol. Right. We did not say Achil, we call it Boyin Shomi. We did not say Gimosh, we call it Yechlois, Maha, call it Boyin, Lara, Shlishi. We hold in Nes, we give Maha, Bias, and Shem, we should call Achil, and Shomi. We shall not be a Shlishi, and we shall be Achmed, and we will be Yuz, we call it Gimu, Bias, and Chol, Achol, Achol. Adjective big, pirush, with tikkat ha-shiveres, ha-miskam zibes, matchel pirush kesef. Vich nisam ha-kesef, lebar boizim da-asim, ma'amot shom na-zodim. Al-kor, tach nisam ha-bishiveres, she-mab zibin ha-kesef nizodim, ve-ameichu bishvur she-yadam nikabe, ve-eit shom yisam ve-eit zidam, min ha-zodim ha-muteres, ve-le-amrim ha-noin etzbo yishoviz, מכל שמישים פרש שובר לאצבע ולחומר להמרים אנכי בקוס הרמו בסימן קופאי זיין סיפיות שאימו ברבר ובו להוביסיה המקוף פי זיין בקוס הרמו בסימן מקוף פי זיין סיפיות שאימו ברבר ובו להוביסיה ולרואה עשו עוד יפטווי מבדיקה משיפר הזמני זה מסטייק סימן קוף פי זיין we didn't go over that סיפיין in other words because So the Ramo says, and Rishayim says, that wherever Shifaris is effective, so Bia is also effective. But Lechatchile, she's not allowed to submit to Bia, because she doesn't know what the test will show. So the test might show that she won't see Damach Nastashus. Masha'im came, she didn't test any Shilas. She didn't test any Shilas. She was married to three husbands. And with each one, she saw damach mastash lishkimu pomo. So the halacha is she's assumed the third husband has been divorced unless she submits to the tikkun shiveres. She didn't submit to the tikkun shiveres, but instead she had tashmish with the third husband a fourth time. And fortunately, she didn't see any dam. So then the eved she doesn't have to submit to the tikkun shiveres. She's mutares to the fourth husband. Because the same way, because if the shiferes, the fact that the shiferes on the top, on the piece of copper, does not have a stain of dam, shows that the previous times, so it was nazgodim, so if she had mamish tashmish, a fourth time it was beisya. So she did something that is osir. In other words, she assumed the risk of esophagus acorus, but she didn't obey. So the male at the end of it, she's interested in Bible because the fact that the fourth being with the fourth husband turned out to be without Dam, so the male shows that in the previous times when there was Dam, so it was because of the Makom in Asgodi. This is what Ramos said. Alright, so he said it. Because Ramon Simon could preside, see future, Mom Rabal, the girl of Isa, the rewards of all the claims, the Kedishveres of man. Tachas Orish, in Ritzel, in the Katsuri, Tachas Orish, now she shows Bobin, or shoes the other, Umutanesre. That's Ramon Tamshi. But, The price, says the first husband, is the grocer. She's the answer. She only has thousand of each and a lot of her. Then in Tidday, Tahas of each, she may think to damn the rich and not fail. The Tia Sura will hold on. I'll tell you, Tim, or she can not say, laugh, you know, in the decay. Elach, Ragim, which will have a hey, what a cone, or Slachlis, Atzma, be self, he say, in Tidso damn the rich. So in other words, most Rishayim say that she can submit to the test of the Shifaris even in the first husband. Except for Rashi and the Rambam. I mean, indeed, the Rashi and the Rambam is not so wrong. Alright, but all the other Rishayim say that she can submit. So then the question arises. Why does the price say the first husband should divorce her? The first husband should divorce her. I mean, why should he divorce her? So some of the Shem say that the reason is why the price says the first husband has to divorce her, or the second husband has to divorce her, is in case they don't want to submit to the testing by the Shutas. They don't want to submit. Adam Shein say what this does mentions. Shall Yom Rushet is Darish for Rishen El Hokyolel. Dining Tid Diktakas Rishen Shemotim Tzodam Berisha Matchil Vitiya Sura Lucholodom Alkin Tirlo Shekinosi Lachem Lindike El Acharagim שבלעבו חיים לתקונה אוסטח מסעץ מביסות מזה אם תמצא דם ולשמע תחיל. In other words, so now let's see the Russian cases. Oh, the Rabbi Tam Matir Lirishin B'dike. So the question is, so why does the price say the first husband divorces and the second husband divorces? V'yesh lahamika price ki shen reitze utreya B'dike o yishen yidas B'dike. Well, this is not what the Taz says. The Taz says, in other words, so what Rabbi Tam says that the price has reference to the case where she refuses to submit to the Shifara. She doesn't want, you know. She's afraid of inserting an instrument inside. She's afraid of that. So then, yes, the Mosa. But if they are not afraid, so the Chochem Bezdin doesn't tell her, doesn't advise her to divorce her. But the Taz says something else. He says, so Ushayom Moshe Tizgarus Moavichin Lohokilolel the Hayin Tivdik Tachasavichin Shemotim Tzodam Berishamakhi Obiti Asur Lecholodom. The Taz says something else. In other words, the Bezdin, when she has Tishayle, so Bezdin gives her an entertainment. You don't have to submit to a Shifares, because suppose you submit to Shifares and you find Dam on top of the Shifares. So then, you will be asura. You won't be able to marry another husband. You won't be able to marry another husband either. Masheinke, if he divorces you, so then, you can marry another husband. And then, when she marries another husband, so then, even if the first B.A. she'll find out, she'll still not be asura to the second husband. She'll still have an opportunity to have three B.A.s. Of course, she'll have to count Zayiki and be developed, and a three B.A.s. And only then will have to divorce. So it's mashma from the Russian of the Taz, the Russian of the Taz, that Bezdin can even tell her that, if they are saying that. Or actually doesn't have to listen to that answer. So he says, how can it tell us Rahmedike, Rahadimish, Rahavochin Takone, Ostachin Satsum Sophie? But this is not what Rabnetam says. Rabnetam says that the price is ramification. She doesn't want to go through that Dikis with us. But the Taz says no. Even if she is willing, so it is mentioned to her, maybe it's better for you to get divorced from the first husband. So then, even if she'll find that machmas tashmish, the first B.A., she'll still not be a soul. Masha'im came if you submit to the Chifaris. So then, so suppose the test is positive, you find down on top of the Shriferes, so then you'll be a Asura. So you'll have to divorce you, and you'll be a Asura, and you won't be able to marry anybody else. I mean, isn't that strange what it says? Monekshah. This, you know what the Rabbi Tam says, we understand very well what Rabbi Tam says. In other words, the price is reference to a case where the woman refuses to go through that test in Shvara. She doesn't want to insert an instrument inside. She's afraid. So then, he has to divorce her. There is no other reason. But the Taz says no. That when she asks, Ishayas Chochem, so the Chochem bids and tells her that. So, I mean, Monefsha. So, he says, Shemo Tintze Dam Reisha Makhail, Vitiya Asur Micholodon. So the question is this, what is it? She's covering her eyes, she doesn't want to see the facts. Monefsha, if she's not allowed to live with the husband, with the same husband, without submitting to the test of Shikaris. Why? Because there is a Sofik Isakores. So if there is a Sofik Isakores, so what is it? So the Kohen tells her, we advise you, and it's a favor, don't submit to Shifaris, let your husband divorce you. Why? Because if you submit to the test of Shifaris, so you expose yourself to a risk. What kind of risk? Maybe the Shifaris will show you that you are necessarily see Damach Mustache, which you are so about. So in other words, why so? That's your Shemayim, I mean. That's what kind of an aid say? I mean, isn't it strange? I mean, what the Taz says, in other words, best advisors are an Eitzeteve. An Eitzeteve. So, apparently, so that makes sense. I mean, so, that Taz can only make sense if we say, like most Poskim, not like the Halakas Mechikik. You see? Because, you see, most Poskim, and it appears from many Rishonim, it appears like that. Except the Chalkas Mechikik, in Siman Kufyu Tess, Kufyu Zaynok, Kufyu Tess, in Ebenezer. So says the counter. But most Poskim, and it appears from Tesis and from the Rashbo, that the whole Halochet of Reyed Damach Mastash Mishgim Upon and Masur on the Bailo is Miravon. Midraise, so she's not a Sur on the Bailo. She's not a Sur on the Bailo. Why not? Why isn't she a Sur on the Bailo? The answer is because Midraise, we are making a Chazoke because it's not a usual thing that the Tashkish should allow the menstrual flow. You see, I mean, according to the Mordechai, so the whole Aloha applies only to an Isha who doesn't have a Beset Kavua. But if an Isha has a Beset Kavua, then we always attribute it to this God, into a soreness in the tissue of this God. So even the Adrishim in Achilik and the Mordechai, and we say that, they also agree that on the highest level, we have to assume, even if she will see 100 times Damach Mastashish, that it's not immense world flow. It is just Minazgolim. It is Minazgolim. But with the Rabbonon, we are Chishish. Maybe the Tashish is that which provokes the immense world flow. So it's only the Rabbanon. So the Mela, that's why, so it makes sense. In other words, if it had been the Raise, the Chalkas Mechikik couldn't say what the Taz says. Because according to the Chalkas Mechikik, if she saw Damach Mastash 50 times, so it's the real Sophic Raise, Sophic is a Torres. So the best thing will advise her, don't submit to a test by the Shikeres, because it might show down, it will show that she's, that there is a Nisa Torres. חס ושולם שהיו כן יכולכם את בי זה אבל אם חיצוני לרבונון סמלימי אלה סינס וחכונים אורלי וחכונים אורלי עשרת her to the same person with whom she saw three times but they didn't answer her to a second husband so in my way she's not to hear this to submit because after all since in all probability the test will be negative there is a possibility that the test will be positive and even if the test will be positive midraise should be mutaris by law it's only midrabonon some male best can advise her not only just to advise her to inform her that she might do better if she allows her husband to divorce her so then even if the won't be a will she'll see that Mahastashmich so she'll still not be a son. Right. So that's a Rayim Chachas from the Taz. That the Taz does not agree with the Shitty of the Chalkas Mechayim. Alright. Im Shim Shosom Mechubes Rabes Yosef Im Shim Rashi Im Yeh Shvesef Rishim Kol Zeh Shem Yerei Kol Shom Mahastashmich Ela Biprok Im Tim Bivestom Shamesh Lui Tike Bivestom Bivestom Ad Tam because of the Shema Mod Chaim Zalzina he went over this task yesterday in Shishish Lo Mesek Kom Vashi so he needed to be the best of Shia Chereim Al Zeh Adam Shoi Sore Yotoya Shadai Yogi Abest Ad Chal Shemi Vizhe Dovo Shemi Dio Kual Ovi Mod Chai Atzmi Kosu Vachaze Vitei Ma Kosu Vabes Yosef Eid Mishel Yosef Ape Nabji Ove Emes Chodem Yulsi so that's the task job that it's not to separate Dinim in the Mod Chai it's one thing but all the poskim achirik amitaz v'rozoleim ha'ashim yeish lo ma'ako afo pushin roo nisl bo kokach yu roi lo beset mikol mokem achshof sheish lo beset ta'uim bo v'chim nubuya lehevye b'psak ma'arav rebisalin sheibi b'es yosef sof simen ze but rebisroi lisalin ze tromes adesh so when he says it it's not on the basis. So he says that the Trumas Adeshin says that Im Yesh Lamakom, and then she is a woman who has invested Kavua. Yes. So if she has a Riyas Dab, is Bishas Machmas Tashmis, shall be Bishas Vesto, so then she is still a Makos. Well, the Trumas Adeshin mentions that he. And the Rambam also mentions that we learned it yesterday. But as we explained the Rambam mentions that it's not on the basis of the alleged shite of the Mordechai, but it's on the basis of Svetzek. But the Mordechai himself shite, according to the Rambam, according to Mordechai himself, so if a woman has a Veset Kavua, so then she is always, even without a Maki. So she's still in Pinat's body. She's still not trying to anymore. But the Ramo doesn't pass like the Mordechai. So the Ramo relies on the Mordechai Shite in the case where she has a match. So then he resorts to his flex making. So this is the Shite of Rabbi Yisroel. I mean the Thomas Adeshe. But not that the Thomas Adeshe understands the Mordechai thing. ואינדם הכוסם משונה הטוב שמראש אם נסתם תלם גלוים הראשי משונה I mean I look in the Torah the text the Torah doesn't mention it in the name of the Rosh but all that the Torah mentions is ואינדם הכוסם משונה ואינדם היוסף אין תלם גלוים הכוסם but the Rosh himself says that נסתם is תלם גלוים הראשי משונה but the Taz here says הטוב שמראש in other words he was bizarre what the Torah says and what the Rosh says. Now, and of course it is to be assumed that the Torah agrees with what the Rosh says. So he says, Atum Shinosh, מן הסתם תן אלוהים מה השם משם. עד שיבואו לנו שם משום על כחוכה, שיהיה לשניהם. וזה יחוקלון בהפלן דין כזה זה. ואיתשה בסיוסף, ואיתשה בסיוסף, ואיתשה בסיוסף, התחילו כוסף שימצאו את מי סמכלם. Why? Because in Astam Tenim, that's what the Lord says. And then the Tour says, the Yamakosam Shume, even Tenim. So there is a stir. So the Tier is with me, said, you shame the former of the Mayfuku. Kim Shev Shea, the Bube, the Holodom, you have a boy, they say, we know him. In other words, because when the Tour says, we in Damakosam Shume, we dam Riosa. In Damakoso, so it doesn't mean if we see, if the Isha sees, if the Isha sees that it's Mishune. So of course, if the Isha sees it's Mishune, so she sees that it doesn't terminate from the market. That if it doesn't terminate from the market, so maybe she's a solo buyer. What it means in Damakoso Mishune Damriyoso. So it means that, so if she doesn't minastam, if she doesn't follow, so then we have to be mivare and to make sure that this dam is not, so that this dam that she sees now is not different, is not distinguishable in any way, is not distinguishable in any way from the Damakos. From Damakos. In other words, how would she be viral? In other words, someone who has an ability in identifying colors, you know, not all people have an ability in identifying colors. Some people are not so alert in identifying any color. But if Shneyem is Lufonov, in other words, if she has, let's say, a piece of cloth on which Damaki is stained, she knows that stain is from the Damaki. And then she had this piece of cloth, so, and she has an expert, who is an expert in colors, in the identification of colors. So then she should ask someone who is an expert in colors, whether it's the same, he doesn't have to be a chochem ba'ipesik ba'oroy. In other words, he doesn't have to be a lamban. But if a certain person is an expert in identifying colors, in telling us whether this color is the same as that color, so then she has to submit it to him. Why? Because since it's actually woman. בכל אודם מיוחד לבואר איזה, יונוחנו, שאחרי מצינו גם כן בסימן אלף, בכל איך שאשר לפנינו, לאמרים הרי ביצועי מומחיני, so there's a מחלות רשאים, but there are more pastors like that in סימן אלף, in חשכיתה, in other words, אם somebody was שכת לבהינו, השכת לבהינו, so אם the שכת is לפנינו, so then, so we have to give him a test, in חשכיתה, whether he knows חשכיתה, even though Rav Mitzui is Roshkita Mimchinei, but if it's possible to be Mivare, we shouldn't rely on Rav. So here too, even though she thinks that it's not distinguishable from the Dama Mako, but if she is not an expert in identifying colors, and she can, and she has a piece of cloth that is stained with the Dama Mako, with her, so then she should submit them to the expert. Alright. Behold, the Isha Shalei Shua Beset Kamua, the Isha Makoso, it's Yadam. Now, here is a very long task. Now, we explained it yesterday. So this is the first deen of the Ramo, the first school of the Ramo. So the first deen of the Ramo is that if a woman has a beset kavua and she's really dumb, and she really dumb, shalui b'shas vesto, and she knows that she has a make, even though she doesn't know whether the make is a bleeding make or not a bleeding make, so then she's still in makos. Why? That's because of dyslexic. Because number one, according to the Mordechai, maybe the Aloch is like the Mordechai. And according to the Mordechai, so if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so the whole Haloch Elfle Damach Mastashimich, Gimel Pornas or Bible doesn't apply. Assuming that Aloch is not like the Mordechai, because at all, the Sefarat Trumo, the Sefarat Trumo, is Chilik, and this thing of the Mordechai, so maybe the Haloch is like the Rashbo. The Hashbo, that if a woman has a market, even if she doesn't know whether the market is a green market, so when she has a real dam, she can always retail it in the market, so it is vexed. That's why the Ramo is major in this case. So when the Rabbi Tilo is a gas Ramo, the Piskin, the Chavni, the Apostle, the Chavni, the Chavni, the Chavni, בגמור אי ספרת נקס, ונמר נשיא שלום למטה אי שלום למוקר, שנמר דם יצא, והוא מה שקוסק בשכנו ובסיבו, בסיוסף, פלוקתי בפיר איתו בזה, הרש במפורש, אפילו אם מגש אסממש, הדם שיסס מן המקה, ונמר בין מהקוסו, ויאפשרו לדעס, אלו דיקה של פרס, אלו הוכי קומה, והיא עצמו מגש את המקה, ונמר נשיא למקה ראשי, ששום נגדה מיסטרת מהקוסו, שעליהם ממנו הדם יהיה, וזה רשבש, so the Hashbah is a big major. In other words, if a woman knows she has a market inside, so then she has a real dam, she attributes it to the market without knowing anything else. So, hello, Abu Mordechai, that's the Hashbah. Abu Mordechai, that goes my name, Sirelei, the Bino Shetayda, Bivadai Shinish Lamako Shemitzi Adam, Viroz Muta Shalom Shasa. Because Mutter Shalom Bishas Vesta Davke, and it says, and but the Mordechai Shiti is that that's the task Pshat in the Mordechai. That's the task Pshat in the Mordechai. In other words, the task Pshat in the Mordechai is that the Mordechai on the contrary is a big machna. According to the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the Shach. So the Mordechai is a big maker. In other words, a woman who has a Beset Kavua, so the whole Aloche of Rei Damach Mastashim doesn't apply to her. But according to the Taz understanding of the Mordechai, on the contrary, the Mordechai is a big machmir. And the Mordechai Shiti is that even if a woman has a Maki, so she can only tell me Makoso, if in addition she is a woman who has a Beset Kavua, she is a woman who has a Beset Kavua, and she saw Dam Shalom Bishas Vesta, and in addition she knows she has a Make, so in such a case she still with Makos. This is the Taz understanding of the Mordechai Shiti. Avo Mordechai Agos Maimis Yom Yibin Shikidu Vadish Yishlo Makos and Yitzir Dam Vos Muta Shalom Bishas Vesta Davke. In other words, if she is a woman who has a Beset Kavua, ולפיסקי מעריסים ומבובי ליבס יוסף סייפסים לזה כוסף להקה ואיש האחס that's the seed that we learn סיף זיין שבדקת בחורם ובצדוקים ולמציע דם רב ומקמחות בצדוקים והוא מה שהקת בשוכנו הוחקם בסיף זיין היינו ביש לבסת קבוע עוז ויש להקה so I mentioned you see so in other words that the first thing of the Ramo is not necessarily in conflict with the Pesach of the Mechaba. Because we could say that the Ramo holds that this Mechaba, after all, the Ramo didn't say any Agoye on Siv Zayin. If the Ramo is Chilik, and the Halacha mentioned by the Mechaba on Siv Zayin, he should say, Aber Nire. But the Ramo doesn't say anything. Why? Because this Siv Zayin can be applied to a case of a woman who has a message, any Kabwa. So there's a chain of Kavua. So then we can only be matter of the Bible if she made these kind of decays before. It's not him and found it clean. And then it's not him and didn't find it clean. Mashaike, if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so then, even without all these decays, she's mutaz. But the Taz, you see how the Taz is here? So he says, is who Mashahet Mishkono can be Sibzayan, Haile Biyeshua Beset Kavua. So the Taz, he assumes that the Mechaber in Siv Zion as reference to a woman who has a Nesikawa. To have a Nesikawa. So naturally, once we assume that the Mechaber has reference to a woman who has a Nesikawa, so then the Ramos first deen is inconsistent with the Pesach of the Mechaber and Siv Zion. So והוא מה שהקר משכנו כמה סבזיון הנביא שלו לעשות קבוע עוז יש לו הקר זה כל שלו הגיע בסתו אבל בנינחל הוא הגיע אפילו שלו היא משעס בסתו כי הוא עמוד חייבים שתדע שבדה עם מקסו מציע דם ואיסו אישו לא יסידסקי בבדה of course it's all because the Tazel she tossed the Taz explained on the student the Mordechai is saying it become Some male, he took it for granted that when the Mechaber says the Siv Zion calls man Shibidekes, the Mechaber has reference to a woman who has a Nesikawa. Alright. Umagui Shahidure, Hetik, Chuvas Mahisego, Beisha Shoy Soviet, Riyatam, Achamiragel, Vinstalo Bishasatoros Miragel, Vinvio Ramo Bissimi Kutsarikawe. That thing is mentioned among Simikos of Yahweh because of Shabbat Tiro, the Tikesh Tachnis, Meich, Noki, Bifni, the Tikir Amor, the Simikos of Yahweh. So, in other words, that if a woman is now, we can turn to the to Simikos of Yahweh in Amor. See, we cannot go over the whole Simon Kuptarikawa because that involves another subject. But what is relevant to us, so it's the Hagolis Ramor and Simon Kuptarikawa starting the sixth line from the top. The Hose in Nimso Dam Bimikha. Because before the Ramor was discussing the case when a woman passes water and she finds dam in the urine, whether we had to be chichich, maybe there was menstrual dam. So now he says the whole zay means a dam in mikra. Avol isha sherekilo yiris dam bimeiragler. But a woman who is accustomed always to find dam in the urine. ומגשס קייב בישור שמטור סמיים נירה דייש להתר בכל עניין דהוי כידי מחיכיס שיש לו מקו המחי ואיזו והטור סמיר רגלו in other words seems at the time when she passes every time she passes water so she has pain so what does that indicate that there is she has a certain kidney condition blood condition kidney condition so maybe so then we can take it for granted that the dam is not menstrual dam. It's because of the kidney condition. Umi menu adam yitzi vafilo imotzo dam achar atolas meravai kishin kamechas atzmoteiro vimeachad imageish eskei vimele yitzi dam rak achar atolas meravai vadai damako ach yish machmiri שלום להק רק באישו שיש לו פסט להצריך עוד דיק דהיינה קדם שטשתי so now there is Ramo has reference to a woman who has pain every time she passes water and then אחתוס מרגוואי so she has a flow of dam so then so he says Ramo says that we can divine she will tell us about it, because the fact that she has pain when she presses water indicates that she has a kidney condition. So maybe she can take it for granted that everything is because of her condition. Yeah, it's not on me. But he says, Achish machmirin shalul hatir, rabbi shoshish lo vese, ratzri chob dike, the haine kidem shetashki, tibbik hatzmo heite, lechonen ubizgoki, vim lutim tzodam, tachnis mechloki, ala moker mitnim, vitashki, lutikana hatzmo yopon miradwa, vitetzi hameich, ilikio, hi lechochem dele, de hein adam gom namokia. Shom, and that's Mahisego, and then he says, Shom Umari, the Ochenak. So this is what Ramo is referring to. So he says, Ubagoi Shalibur, Hetik, Chibis Mahisel, Vishesh Sadam Achamirago, Vinitstar of Shasatos Mirago, Vivir Ramo Missing Tarikal. Because of Shom Ratir of the Kesh Tachis Melech Mokim Lifni, he took a Ramon Bissim of Sadikal, who must call the Shom, cause of Marie Israel Mizal Shem. I will believe in the Dalles, Lomakum Mugares, whom he called Mokim in the rain on your Bissmich, I'll take the deal to the Sejuba and Rachel Shalom Bishas Festo, after the Magesh, the Machmas Makiko, Setalin of the Damaki, the Mandoma Vestis the Rabonon. And shall he kill a little bit of the real, the tickets of the harbor? We never shall go to the harbor. Come on, is it true that she shall make you up away in the baggages? Do you shall you choose to be invested in the harbor? I will who be acts may horse him and all my best in the right say. Kim Gura shall buy Yago in the real. We came from mankind or our in the harbor to work sink with our Hamaduki, Yench Lomu, the hotel, Ganki. Kan gloy shom dike vi ne khlok yaf lo be magdeshes di dam yeitze makosa vi zeu shi kosa kamo kan lo hot yaf lo shlo deset kwa vi shalo vi shas vesta vi hu shalo ki das ma vi she ze khalo shlo yo khosh im ramo de khalo yo vi kosh tart so vi zeu shi kosa kamo kan lo hot vi shlo deset kwa vi shalo vi shas vesta Vihu shalot kidas mavi shetochan. So he says, shol choshim ramot hadoniyo, vikoshetar chodesh ari shochanoch kosa bisib zayin kol zman shibi bodes, vahay nipsam dem aridoniyo, dmash maakol sheni bulolo bimokim echod miyad godin, avino mechumre, kol sheni daz bivadai shema kosa mitzi adam, וחידס מהמילוריר ומהבין מה יראה ויש לו רשת קבוע כמו שהם בבס יוסף סייסים עם זה ורמו יראו נכתם על זה והוא איתי מלון כן לפי פסק שלהם אלא בכל גב משליש למקו והוא שואל נשאס פסקו תאירו תאירו so now I see as the passion because the רמו in סימן קוף צדיק in סימן קוף צדיק Tzadikala. So he mentions what the Mari says. And the Mari is only Matir in the case of the woman who has a Veset Kavua. And who sees down after she passes water. She sees down after Veset Shalitishas Vesta. So the Mari is Matir if she makes that kind of digging. But without recourse to that kind of evidence, in other words, she has to put in a piece of cloth inside before she passes water. And she finds it good. And then, after she passes water, she finds down. So then it's a raya that it has nothing to do with menstruation. It's because of a kidney condition. Because if it had to do with the menstruation, how is it that you want